Welcome to this week's Atlantic Corridor Brewed Review. I'm Sam.
And I'm Claire.
What if we actually, like, find the fount of youth?
Hmm.
What if living forever wasn't just a myth?
Whoa.
That's what we're exploring today.
Yeah.
Drawing from a conversation between Frank,
okay,
the founder of the Brita community,
mm-hmm,
and Ismar, one of its members.
They cover a lot of ground.
Yeah.
But it all starts with Rosai, another member.
Right.
Who at 55 looks remarkably young.
Right. Frank even comments on how Rosie seems to defy age.
Yeah.
And that sparks a bigger question.
Okay.
Would immortality be a blessing,
mm-hmm,
or a curse?
Ismar jumps in with a fascinating analogy.
Okay.
The movie Highlander.
Oh, yeah.
He points out that the immortal protagonist is constantly adapting to new eras, new people, new ways of life.
Oh, wow.
If you couldn't mentally keep up,
right,
immortality could be a recipe for isolation,
oh,
and even madness.
It's like being a prisoner in time.
Exactly.
But then Frank throws in another twist.
Okay.
What if we could augment our brains,
hmm,
to keep up with the ever-changing world,
yeah,
extend lifespan, and enhance our capacity to adapt?
That brings up a whole host of ethical questions.
Right.
Is it even desirable to manipulate our brains like that?
Right. It sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Right.
But Ismar brings the conversation back down to earth,
oh,
by talking about his aging uncle.
Hmm.
He's been facing declining health,
mm-hmm,
and feeling neglected by his family.
Hmm.
It makes you realize longevity isn't just about living longer.
Right.
It's about the quality of those years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ismar even mentions a Harvard study.
Okay.
He promises to share a link with you later.
Right.
That followed people for decades.
Wow.
And found those with strong social ties,
yeah,
actually tend to live longer.
Interesting.
It suggests that human connection isn't just nice to have.
Right,
it's essential for a longer, healthier life.
It's a good reminder that the fountain of youth might not be a magical spring,
yeah,
but rather the relationships we cultivate,
mm-hmm,
throughout our lives.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears a bit.
Huh?
We can't talk about the quest for youth,
right,
without mentioning the booming industry.
Yeah.
Selling products and procedures promising just that.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry,
wow,
preying on our insecurities about getting older.
Yeah, for sure.
Frank and Ismar even bring up author Yuval Noah Harari,
okay,
who in his book Homo Deus,
mm-hmm,
predicts a future where humans only die from accidents.
Wow.
We'd effectively eliminate aging as a cause of death.
Wow.
Thanks to technology.
Imagine a world where aging is essentially eradicated.
Right.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But it also raises some serious questions,
yeah,
about what happens to society and the economy,
mm-hmm,
with such a dramatic shift.
Exactly. They dive into the potential strain on resources,
right,
the challenges of an increasingly aging population,
yeah,
and even the possibility of needing increased immigration,
wow,
to sustain developed countries.
Okay.
It quickly becomes clear that extending lifespan,
yeah,
has ripple effects far beyond the individual.
It forces us to rethink how we structure societies and economies.
Exactly.
And then they take another fascinating turn,
okay,
by discussing the right to choose death,
mm,
if we were granted extended lifespans.
Right.
Should we also have the right to decide when that life ends?
It's the ultimate freedom of choice.
Yeah.
Ismar shares his personal reflection on this,
okay,
emphasizing that what matters most to him,
mm-hmm,
are health having purpose and feeling useful to others.
Wow.
If those were missing,
right,
a prolonged life might not be appealing at all.
It challenges us to define what truly makes a life worth living.
Exactly.
And he also brings up a concerning point.
Okay.
The disparity between how rapidly science is advancing,
yeah,
and how much slower human development seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are we evolving emotionally and ethically,
mm,
at the same rate as our scientific capabilities?
It's a good question.
It's like we're racing ahead with technology.
Yes.
Right. Without fully considering the consequences.
Yeah.
We have a cautionary tale,
mm-hmm,
about the importance of ethics in our pursuit of breakthroughs.
Absolutely. And then the conversation takes a darker turn.
Okay.
And as they explore the potential downsides of extended lifespans,
okay,
they discuss the relationship between power corruption and longevity.
Right.
Which can be a bit unsettling.
It gets pretty dystopian.
Yeah.
They imagine a world with a population management system.
Uh-huh.
Because people are living so much longer.
Right.
Who gets to live and who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who makes that decision?
It's a chilling thought to imagine a system,
I know,
dictating who has access to life-extending technologies.
Right.
They even discuss the potential for a world,
yeah,
populated by genetically perfect individuals,
right,
which could worsen existing inequalities.
It's a stark reminder that even with amazing possibilities, there will always be limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And those limitations can be exploited for power and control.
Absolutely. Then they shift gears,
focusing
on the implications for education.
Right.
If people live much longer, what kind of education system do we need?
It's a great question. The current model would need a serious overhaul.
Totally.
If we're talking about lifespans lasting centuries.
Right. They talk about whether to focus on training for specific tasks.
Okay.
Or on fostering critical thinking and imagination.
And of course, they bring up the role of artificial intelligence.
Right. That's where we get a glimpse of a potential dystopia.
Okay.
Where humans become mindless doers instead of thinkers.
Right.
Simply carrying out AI's instructions.
It's a bit frightening. And in light of this potential future, Frank and Ismar circle back to the idea of accepting our natural end.
It's a counterpoint to the quest for immortality.
Yeah.
They seem to be grappling with the potential for arrogance.
Right.
In striving for something that might disrupt the natural order.
Frank draws a comparison
between
humans' learned behaviors
and
the instinctive lives of animals. Maybe there's wisdom in accepting the natural cycle of life and death.
It makes you wonder if our obsession with controlling and extending life is blinding us to the beauty of our place in the natural world.
It's a good point.
Yeah. They continue to kind of unpack the potential consequences of eternal life.
Right.
And they stumble upon another disturbing possibility.
Okay.
A new form of corruption.
So this is where the conversation takes a cynical turn.
Yeah, a little bit.
They imagine a world where access to eternal life becomes a commodity.
Right.
Something that can be bought and sold, traded and manipulated.
It's a sobering thought.
And it's not just about money either.
Right.
Frank and Ismar even discuss the potential for like manipulation and coercion, where individuals might be forced to give up power.
Yeah.
Or make compromises to secure their place in this new world of immortality.
It's interesting because it suggests that even with the promise of eternal life,
human
nature won't change that much.
Right.
We might simply find like new and more insidious ways to exploit and control each other.
The pursuit of eternal life, something that's supposed to be about transcending our limitations, could actually lead to a more restrictive and oppressive society.
And in a rather ironic twist, Frank suggests that maybe a country like Brazil, with its existing history of corruption, might actually be better prepared for this kind of system than a country like France, which prides itself on its rule of law.
It's a darkly humorous observation.
Yeah.
But it also highlights a troubling truth.
Right.
If we're talking about a world where eternal life is controlled by a system,
those
who are already adept at manipulating systems might have a distinct advantage.
It's a thought-provoking end to a very thought-provoking conversation.
I agree.
It leaves us with a sense of unease about the potential consequences of our pursuit of longevity.
The quest for eternal life isn't just a scientific endeavor. It's a philosophical one that forces us to confront our own values and beliefs about life, death, and the very nature of what it means to be human.
Frank and Ismar don't offer any easy answers.
No. They don't.
But they raise crucial questions that we all need to consider.
Sure.
As we venture further down this path in scientific advancement.
What are we willing to sacrifice for the promise of eternal life?
And perhaps even more importantly, are we focusing so much on extending life that we're forgetting to live the one we have?
It's a question worth pondering.
It is. And it's not just about individual choices either.
Right.
This conversation forces us to think about the kind of future we're creating,
the
values we're prioritizing, and the potential consequences of our actions.
It's a lot to unpack.
Definitely.
But it's a conversation we need to have.
Absolutely.
After all the decisions we make today will shape the world of tomorrow, whether that world includes the Fountain of Youth or not.
And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Frank and Ismar's conversation. Frank and Ismar's conversation really makes you think.
It does, yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of scientific progress, but we can't forget the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They touch on the BRIDA community,
which
might be unfamiliar to some of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group exploring these very ideas.
Right.
The potential of radical life extension.
Yeah.
The ethical considerations. The societal shifts it could bring about.
What's interesting is that while they're clearly fascinated by the possibilities,
Yeah.
they're also cautious.
Yeah.
They keep coming back to this tension between pushing the boundaries of what's possible
Yeah.
and respecting the natural order of things.
And they never lose sight of the human element,
Right.
all this talk of longevity and technology.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they're concerned with what makes a life meaningful,
Exactly.
regardless of how long it lasts.
It's a good reminder for all of us,
Yeah.
whether or not we ever find the fountain of youth, the real quest is to make the most of the time we have,
Right.
to cultivate those strong social connections that Ismar talked about,
Yeah.
to find purpose and meaning in our lives, and to approach these advancements
Yeah.
with a healthy dose of caution and ethical awareness.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening. Until the next time, Claire and Sam.